Hello and greetings, Brian Stovall here, the Tech Accountant with thetechaccountant.com. And today's tax tech tip is regarding small business S corporations. Now, just to give you a brief review, an S corporation is an entity that has what's called pass-through tax ramifications. What that means is the taxes passed on to the shareholders and is taxed at their tax rate. And what is occurring now with S corporations is there is a big focus by the IRS on increasing the audits. According to a recent report, S corporation audits are going to be on the rise, and they're attributing about $22 billion of the tax gap to S corporations. And what many can probably understand is maintaining your S corporation is rather complex due to the pass-through relationship of the entity. And what I wanted to do was kind of review seven areas where you can fall into the audit trap. And these are strategies and possibly some strategies you can use to bulletproof yourself from that. Now, starting with the first one being misreporting. Now, that's misreporting earnings, expenses, any type of financial misreporting will definitely make you become an audit flag. Next, we have basis issues. These are regarding your basis in your investment in the company, your stock investments, and your basis in those areas. Next, we have owner-employee compensation. This is a really red hot button area with the IRS, where many owner employees are not paying themselves what's called and considered a reasonable salary. And then we have what's called the entity relationship issues, where someone can come in and pierce the corporate veil due to liability. And that typically occurs when shareholders are mixing personal expenses with business funds and things of that nature. The next is organizational issues. You need to keep minutes to all of your board of director meetings or your directors meetings, and also have all of those records kept somewhere where they are readily available to you. But for most small business owners, it's the importance of actually keeping and maintaining those minutes and those meeting informations. Next is loans to and from shareholders. This is a hot button issue that kind of goes back to other areas where if the loan was an actual business purpose or if it's a personal loss. And then finally, class of stock rules, due to the fact that small business S corporations, really S corporations in general, can only have one class of stock. Now, this is not an exhaustive list of what can basically get you in audit trouble with your S corporation, but these are seven areas that I've been seeing where people are kind of dropping the ball with their organizational skills and or filings or keeping things up to snuff with their S corps. So definitely go by our blog site. TheBreakupGroup.com is our website, or go by our actual blog, TheTechAccountant.com, for additional information on how you can bulletproof your S corporation and avoid being audited. Again, this is Brian Stovall, the Tech Accountant, signing off.